This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If there's a number he's demanding that you're like, yeah, but I can't really build that good of a team for your skill set to be able to complement that, it is worth at least thinking about what other team could be coveting. If we're really resetting it that much and he wants a number that, you know,
you pigeonholed yourself into Brock Purdy, though. You're not moving off of Brock Purdy. I get what you're saying. There's too late. All the other quarterbacks
on the
team. I
don't think he's good enough to be, you're a $60 million guaranteed a year quarterback. Like, that's the thing. I like him, but he's not that dude.
And so if they pay him $60 million, if they pay him $60 million a year, you're going to be freaking out here come Monday, if that's what happens over
if
the weekend.
If he gets a contract commiserate to Trevor and to a, yeah, I think that's a bad contract.
You think that
I do. I thought both of those deals were bad deals.
You think they're cooked?
No, not that they're cooked. You're never maximizing Purdy's value. His value is when things are humming and you've got good players on the round him, like a lot of guys can say this, but him in particular, he's not the play's broken down. Get on my back. I'm driving us 80 yards with a bunch of nobodies.
Okay, you referenced.
There's only a couple guys like that.
Correct. Who'd you just reference, though? You referenced Trevor Lawrence. All right, dumpster fire of an organization. The Jags stink.
Dak Prescott signed his deal. We all said the same thing. Well, they're never winning.
Well, because it's the Cowboys.
No, it's because the Cowboys.
No,
good. Dak's a good player.
It's the Cowboys.
Making great money.
They have Mike McCarthy.
He's not good enough.
Yeah, because we know what they are. They're not good enough. They're the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, they're not winning anything under them. That's that organization. Brock Purdy's been to a Super Bowl. Those guys can't sniff the 49ers. I have faith in Kyle Shanahan and this team and John Lynch that if they have trust in this guy to pay him that money, listen, could it blow up in their face? Sure.
I also
Shown that he's been way, 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 way better than bad. Way. The good has outweighed the bad in such
a significant way. How would you rate his year last year?
Honestly, given everything that happened, I thought he was pretty good. Given everything that happened,
Given
everything that took place,
I thought he was like a CC minus last year.
He lost his left tackle. He lost his best wide receiver.
NFL.
He lost. No. Yes, that is the NFL.
That's the NFL.
The rest of the team was also decimated. The team wasn't good.
He had a Hall of Fame tight end out there. All right,
he put up Hall of Fame numbers. He was first team All Pro.
And you didn't play in a bunch of those games.
Okay, he was also. Let's not act like Brock wasn't a big contributor to George Kittle last year.
Yeah, but when push came to shove, in the crunch time winning moments, like outside of the game where Ronnie Bell dropped the ball, Brock did have. He literally ended your season in fourth quarters with three consecutive interceptions that did in the whole year.
It's great.
That has to be acknowledged.
Number one wide receiver is also Juwan Jennings, a guy that was going into the season as your third best wide receiver. So we got to have some like context here about what he was dealing with around. The offensive line stunk. It wasn't very good. Trent Williams was out at times. the running backs were all hurt at some point.
Yeah, but like, you were averaging over 5 yards a pop. Like, they were getting good actual efficiency from the run game. Look, wide receivers, it was an issue. And look, Juwan Jennings had a great year. I'm just going off, did the guy play well this year? Like, the eyeball test. And I think he held on to the ball too long. He was inaccurate at times. Things that he hung his hat on that were hallmarks of what made him really great, right? Like, the guy was confident. He did his back foot. I knew the balls down the field would be accurate. I thought that he wouldn't hold on to the ball. He was getting rid of it quickly.
I thought he had to hold on to the ball because the offense wasn't giving anything, and he had to put the team on his back more often than not. And you know what? Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. We see that all the time with the best, the Mahomes of the world, the Josh Allens, the Lamar Jacksons. When they have to put the team on their back, sometimes they do make mistakes. And that's what happened last year with Brock Purdy. And I thought scrambling the ball, again, he scrambled probably more than I like, but I do think he was very decisive last year when it comes to the scrambling aspect of picking up first downs, getting some touchdowns, using his legs a lot more last year, more than I would like him to use. But he did get, you know, quite a few rushing touchdowns at points where he did and was decisive in the red zone because he knew the team wasn't scoring in the red zone when the opportunity presented itself. So he had to put the team on his back, Joe Shasky. I didn't think last year was the litmus test to say Brock Purdy can't carry the team.
No. I don't think that was fair
to give him where the team was at. The team was decimated.
But
man,
part of when I see the way I view these contracts is they're
Joe
so
Burrow
large.
Had a great year last year, would have been an MVP candidate, but they kept losing games.
The way I view these contracts is pretty straightforward, and it's kind of similar to Ayuk in the sense, like, I loved Ayuk at $23 million, hated it at $30 million. That's how I saw it. Like, I hate $76 million guaranteed. Hate that deal.
I know you hated it, and you hate it more now because of the injury. I wonder.
I hate it in real time.
I wonder if we hate it if he stayed healthy and he ended up having a pretty solid
season. He would never, in this offense, he would have never eclipsed, like, the 80 catches or whatever per year. Like, that's just not how they
play
football.
See, I think I feel better about this team heading next year if I just knew that Brandon Ayuk was healthy, because I could talk myself into, okay, I got my wide receiver, I got George Kittle, I got Christian McCaffrey back. Okay, Trent Williams, we'll figure out the offensive line. We lost Banks. Well, we got Ben Bartsch back. Okay, maybe he just fills in that role. Or Jaylon Moore, right? Or whoever is there. So, like, we'll see. But if I had a healthy Ayuk, it checks off more boxes for me than right now. Juwan Jennings, my number one? I know he had great synergy last year with Brock Purdy. I don't know if he's a bona fide number one, though.
Would you meet me here?
There's a lot of holes.
Love Baker Mayfield at $33 million. Do you?
Sure.
Okay. Do you love him at $55 million?
If I was Baker right now, I'd try to get a new contract.
No, but as a team, for your team, building your team.
Right now, no, but I might in a couple of years when
it's
it doesn't look
way,
like that.
It's the same way.
Baker looks like
Brock.
A steal right now. It didn't look like a steal a couple years ago.
Like,
things changed.
Six guys in the league who, to me, I'm comfortable paying them no matter what money they get.
What if Brock
I don't think Brock's one of them.
What if Brock has an MVP type of season next year, doesn't win it, but he looks really good?
Then
are we still saying that?
Negotiate after next year.
Okay, there you go. Rick is in San Francisco as you're listening to 95.7 The Game.
He's
KGMZ
good.
FM and HD1 San Francisco.
40.
And Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app.
I love him at $40 million guaranteed a year. I don't love him at 50, 55. I just don't. They need to build the team around him. And he should there's a happy medium here.
I'm not going to be outraged.
I'm not saying he sucks.
I'm not going to be outraged if he signs a 50, 55 million, $60 million. I'm just not going to be outraged. I refuse to be outraged by that because I just know the cap goes up and up and up.
When
and this year's price is not
deal,
next
though,
year's price.
But I just know how I felt as a football fan. The day Tua signed his deal, well, they're
we all knew Tua wasn't that great. That's why. Brock Purdy's a way better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. I think you're underscoring that.
Tua was better last year.
Please. Give it on a bad team, too. Rick, what's up, man?
How you guys doing? Hey, real quick, man. I just want to ask you guys a question. First, you know, we're losing a lot of names, you know, big names that we've lost. But at the end of the day, I think we need to solidify our front line on both sides of the ball. You get Purdy some good protection, and you get some hogs on the defensive line. Look what the Eagles did. They controlled both sides of the ball, and that's what separated them from their last Super Bowl to this one. So I think if we focus on however it is, free agency, drafting, trades, we got to solidify both sides of the ball because that's been our weakest link aside from the secondary for a few years ago. But that's been our weakest link. Last year especially, we couldn't stop the run for nothing on third down, third and like it was horrible. And if you give Brock a little bit more time, he's going to be a baller. He's already done a lot of things great with the limited offensive line that he's had. But you give him a little, like, you know, decent line, he'll get us to that point, man. So focus on that. You know, give him his money. But also, he needs to understand if he wants to be a champion, a San Francisco 49er quarterback, which is what champions are made of, right? He needs to help and not take that big money and like kind of build, let the team build around the line on both sides. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think Rick. The agent, the player, the family, the players' union, that locker room, everyone is going to take the most amount they can possibly squeeze.
Just because he got burned from Ayuk doesn't mean you're going to get burned by Purdy. Like,
it's
that's
just Ayuk.
No, but it feels
Bosa,
like...
Bosa, okay. Trent, CMC,
is Bosa still not a
Debo.
Top five defensive end in the NFL? Like, he was still pretty good last year, all things considered.
Have they not been burned by literally Javon Hargrave?
They didn't get burned by Fred Warner and George Kittle when they signed their contracts. They've been pretty freaking good.
But the other six...
You're not going to hit on every single one. You're just not.
They're 2-for-8 right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, you know what? It is what it is. And maybe it'll be 3-for-9 coming up here, and that's not the worst average if you're doing baseball.
Yeah, but those, I would say to you, like similar to the Bosa deal, when it is this much money, we're talking about 5-6 players worth of money in a quarterback. You can't miss the quarterback.
No,
you can't.
I don't think they're going to. That's what I'm saying. I have a lot of faith in Brock Purdy, and I think he's a pretty damn good quarterback. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. Paying him his money is going to pay off going forward. He's a leader of that organization.
He is good.
He's a great face of that franchise. I am very excited about the future of the 49ers when they sign Brock Purdy, because it gives me some stability going forward that I haven't had really in quite some time, because I didn't feel great about Jimmy Garoppolo. Didn't feel great about Alex Smith. Didn't feel great about Colin Kaepernick. I didn't feel great about a lot of these things. So give me some stability there, and it would calm the waters, I feel like, if he goes out and proves it next year and he backs it up. We got what? I wanted to have these guys have their time. It is a good conversation, though. 888-957-9570. Elliot and Bobby, we'll get to you on the other side. We're going to come up here, coming up a break here in a second. But I want to ask the question at this point. 888-957-9570. You know, it was a Monday massacre for the 49ers. Are you okay? Are you willing to, you know, take a step back this offseason when it comes to the big names and not swing for the fences, if it means we're paying Brock Purdy this big contract? Does that sit right with you that we're not going to be signing all these people and not re-signing them because that means we got to keep one Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570 is the number. Do we have 60 Seconds Celebrini today, by the way? No, we don't. Okay. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. No, I just want to make sure we're not shoehorning it in. No, we're not. It's okay.
No, the slipper fits.
The slipper fits. Hey, by the way,
it's a glass slipper.
March Madness is coming up here. Coming up. Are you excited? Do you feel it in the air, Joe Chesky?
I've watched a couple.
Are we doing something with KCBS, by the way? We're doing like a bracketology thing. Joe Lenardi, are we doing that?
Sure.
I'm just going to go UConn like I did last year and the year before that. Yeah, why not? They just win. All they do is, hey, you know what?
You want to tell that someone who's
that's all they do. Hurley. Real quick, I talked to Nick Friedel. Do you think Danny Hurley regrets not taking that Laker job? Because he would have been coaching Luka Doncic. Now he's stuck with UConn and coaching UConn. That guy is stressed out constantly.
Yeah, I don't like him.
You're out?
I'm out on him.
You're out on him? Are you out on the 49ers offseason decision so far? 888-957-9570. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
California, and it's plain to see, can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Oh, what's all love? We're all good. This is, hey, yesterday was a massacre. It was a Monday massacre for the San Francisco 49ers. We got one last segment, and I want to hear from the people. I see you all, Bobby, Miley, Elliot, Bean. Not Beans. Shout out Even Stevens. Not Beans. But we'll go to Bean here. 888-957-9570. Your overall thoughts on what took place yesterday, and what does it signal to you if you're a Niners fan? Dre Greenlaw, gone. Talanoa Hufanga, gone. Kyle Juszczyk, gone. Javon Hargrave, gone. Charvarius Ward, gone. Jaylon Moore, gone. All these players leaving. Aaron Banks, gone. What does that signal to you, 49ers faithful? 888-957-9570. As we await Brock Purdy's massive contract, Joe Shasky.
Look, yesterday, in terms of the online daggers, the update, oh, this guy's gone. Oh, this guy's gone. Like, yeah.
It was sobering.
It was staggering.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, Javon Hargrave was he barely played for the Niners. And when he did, he wasn't good. Like, let's just, I'm not trying to kick a guy.
That's the grave digger. You show some respect.
I'm not trying to kick a guy on the way out the door. I'm saying, as a football fan, wins and losses, not much was affected. Travarius Ward was probably the most impactful player that they lost. Now, this year, he was in and out of the lineup because of some very serious family stuff.
Yes. Impactful. Like, I'd put Dre Greenlaw on the same par, but I hear what you're saying. Yes.
For this year. Dre not being there was absolutely a big thing, but I don't know if he'll ever be the same, right? So that's a separate conversation.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble on the Broncos. It's also a gamble from the 49ers because they might crap out on this if Dre Greenlaw's a baller next year.
Who knows?
Yeah,
exactly. Who knows? Or if one of their guys, their young guys, Bethune, Graham, some random linebacker, could be a guy they draft, steps up and is really good.
Yeah.
Right? You know, had Devondre Campbell been, like, decent, we would barely be having this conversation. But he sucks. And there's a huge drop-off, obviously. That was no doubt about it. But we don't even know if he's healthy. Travarius Ward is a really good player. Like, I do. I still think he's a really good player. He fits against a lot of bigger-bodied receivers. He was a good free agent signing. You squeeze the lemon. I mean, it was everything you wanted and then some.
He's now an Indianapolis Colt, by the way.
But I get why he's not here.
Million,
yeah. He chose to, yeah, I don't ever want to come back to California. And they probably couldn't pay two cornerbacks. The left guard, Aaron Banks. He drafted him. He redshirted his first year, so he didn't play at all his first year. And then he played his second year. He was good. And then last year, he was just okay.
Right.
Like, I think he's grossly overpaid by Green Bay. Good for him. He's a local
kid. Real quick, everyone was grossly overpaid yesterday.
Yeah,
just keeping it a buck. But like, unless you were a running back like Najee Harris, who got 1 year, $8 million, $9 million, whatever he got. He couldn't even get $10
million. I don't see it for the money. Now, look, LaFleur knows what he's going to be in the system. We'll see. I wouldn't have paid him that money. Not that big of a loss. Look, Talanoa Hufanga, although had high highs, was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
He hurt himself multiple times. It was the hand, the wrist, the knee. He was recovering from the knee injury.
I think the guy had a club on his hand for. Like,
they
forever.
Missed his speed tremendously. He also misplayed a ton of balls in space. But I liked him. I really did. I really liked him as a player.
Swagger to the secondary for sure.
Yeah, but when you draft Malik Mustafa, when you draft Tig Brown, you've been drafting safeties year after year after year. You can't pay them. And what they need is a free safety, not a box safety, a free safety. Right. So why would I bring back another box safety when I already have two on the roster? So, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Who did you really, okay, Kyle Juszczyk has been a big face of this team year after year after year. But in terms of really changing their odds, playoffs, division, Super Bowl, I don't think it sways them much. I just don't. No, he's a really good player, and I'm not trying to, you know, rip him on the way out there. I'm not. I'm saying I liked him. He was a good guy. But I'm not paying him $6 million to play 38% of the snaps, all right? And then the last guy, who I think is the biggest loss, is Deebo Samuel, and more what he represents as a face of the team coming out with the boombox, more what he represents in terms of Kyle and the connection between the core of the team, Juice, CMC, Purdy, Trent, Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle. That's a core of that offense. It was like a group. It was a clique. And now you've taken away a bunch of those guys. So they're going to have to reinvent themselves. But I don't think this changes their ability to win 10, 11, 12 games that much. They still need to crush the draft. They still need to rework some things on the offensive line. They still need to figure out the quarterback, how much money he's going to get. I don't think the guys that they lost yesterday dramatically changes their win and loss records. And if we're being honest, they needed to reset their books financially.
Elliot is in San Francisco. I want to start hammering some of these calls because they have been very patient.
Yeah, I want to hear
Joe
from the
Shasky.
Fans.
They're got almost full
lines.
I get
why you're sad, but I don't think this changes how many games they win or lose next year. The draft is going to change that.
Well, and you better hit on the draft because right now you need all of that talent. We saw what the Eagles did yesterday. Last year when they did hit the draft, they got Quinyon Mitchell. They got my guy Cooper DeJean. Who else did they get in that draft? Well, some other stud that ended up helping them when they got studs left around that team. And that's where the 49ers want to be. You want to start getting those young guys and that talent to push some of those older guys out so that way you have the future, and the future would be bright because Brock Purdy, when you do sign him, he still is pretty young and on the cheap. Not anymore. He's not going to be cheap, but he's still relatively young. And if you sign him, you feel like you got a good future. Elliot, what's going on, man? You're all
Smitty
Chasky.
Hey, I totally agree with you guys, man. I think Niners fans are overreacting. If they think this is a rebuild, they got to look at the other rosters in the league because not many teams can say they have elite players at five positions. And I think these losses aren't as big as people are making them out to be. I mean, Talanoa Hufanga, he hasn't been the same since his ACL injury, and they just drafted Malik Mustafa, who looked great last year. Charvarius Ward regressed last year, and Diamond Lenore and Renardo Green looked great. And then Juszczyk, I mean, I know he's a fan favorite in what he does blocking-wise, but like you said, I just don't think if you got to cut costs, then that's a good place to do it. The only one that concerns me is Greenlaw because I was at that game where he played against the Rams, and that defense looked like it hadn't in 3 years. So, and I also just don't know who our second linebacker is going to be. I mean, is it going to be D. Winters? So that's kind of concerning to me. But those other three, we kind of saw coming, and I'm not too worried about. The other thing is, I mean, look at the Chiefs. They lose elite players, it seems like, every year. Tyreek Hill, Legarius Sneed, and they continue to be great. And then the Bills, I mean, I remember last year, they lost a ton of guys. everybody was like, oh, the window is closed. And then they end up being better than they've ever been.
So it's,
or you can even look.
You know, you're making a great point.
Thanks, Elliot.
And you're bringing me right down the path. So, like, this is the checklist when I'm in the off season and I look at, like, who's going to do well this year? Who's not? All these, like, hey, you got a wide receiver. Oh, that's awesome. This is the checklist. It's straightforward to me.
Sure.
Quarterback, coach, pass rush, one offensive lineman. If I start there, okay, the Niners check all those boxes. Look at the teams that win in the playoffs or get to the playoffs year after year after year. 9 times out of 10, they've got 3 or more of the components that I just brought up. Quarterback, coach, one offensive lineman who's elite, and a pass rusher. The Niners check 4 of those boxes. Now, we'll see how much Purdy gets. And, like, believe me, I like him. I told you, he's a good player. How much is, like, we're getting into the weeds, and I understand that. The Niners have a great coach who can still put up offense. Was last year a disaster in terms of health?
It was a disaster in terms of health and tragedies with that team, but yes, health.
They put up 100 more yards than they gave up, and we know, per game, and we know that their team defense was awful. They moved the ball. It was scoring in the red zone, so they got to shore that up. They got to protect the quarterback a little bit better. But Trent has got to play a better year than he did last year.
Yeah.
All right? That I'm going to assume. He's got to play better this year. They still have George Kittle, a Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah.
Who's as good as any player at the position in the league. Then I look at like what they have on defense. All right, look, I don't know where Bosa's at. To your point, and we've talked about it, he's still a good player.
Yes.
Teams would die from 20 to 25 teams would die to have him and trade you multiple first-round picks.
Would you be disappointed if they didn't get Joey at this point? Would you like be like because they've been linked to him, and we just have Benjamin Albright, who covers the Broncos, also covers the NFL at large over for KOA
Joe,
Colorado.
Joe, it's a great start.
But he said he's not really hearing any of the Niners. He thinks the Dolphins are going to emerge as the favorite to land him. I feel like that would be a low-key a gut punch at this point. At the very least, you feel like you can fall back. Man, that'll be cool. Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa. Not even to get Joey Bosa, because you need all the help you can get on the defensive line. That would feel... I'd feel let down.
I hear you. But I think it's a good start. But to me, they should get a lot younger and a lot faster on that side
30,
of the ball.
He's going to be 30 by the time
so
next year starts.
He's a name. They need players.
Yeah.
They need to upgrade the personnel. And then I want to get to the juice thing for a second.
You juice?
Do you think Kyle Shanahan is good at offense?
Yes.
All right, I do too. All right. Do you think Harbaugh is better or worse when it comes to X's and O's on a whiteboard than Kyle Shanahan?
Worse.
I do too. I think Harbaugh is worse. He's a great motivator, great leader. I watched Jim Harbaugh take a defensive end, convert him to fullback, Bruce Miller, and turn him into a Pro Bowler. And we're wringing our hands over Kyle finding another fullback? Give me a break. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Kyle Juszczyk.
Are people legitimately like upset that Kyle's gone? Like Juszczyk?
He wasn't a good fullback. Dog, if you can't find a fullback, like, we've got bigger fish to fry. Well, we all agree?
Well,
we all agree.
He's 33 years old.
I like the guy. He's a good player. I watched, I'm going to say this name, Greg Roman, Jeep Christ, and Jim Harbaugh take a defensive end from UCF.
Oh, no.
Convert him to fullback before he lost his mind and beat up an old guy and turn him in to a Pro Bowl fullback.
Yeah,
I think Shanahan can find a fullback. Not worried.
Don't worry, we got Luke.
I'm not worried at all.
We got Luke Farrell. We got a new tight end there, number 89, Luke Farrell, baby. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby in Los Altos, one of our regulars, Joe Shasky. Great voice, Bobby in Los Altos.
What's up, Bobby?
I know he loves the River Islands and Lathrop as well, as he joins us on the River Islands guest line. What's up, Bob?
Thanks for taking the call. No joke. I am literally in Lathrop right now, driving up the set. Right,
let's go.
Word on the streets is there's an In-N-Out around here. So.
Mm-hmm. They're adding one. Yes, sir.
And the weather's so beautiful, you know, maybe I just got to get Ava and find a place and put some money down on a down payment out here. But listen, Chasky. I respect you more than anybody on the station as it relates to Niners history and knowledge. And, you know, I love the fact that you have watched the team from the stands, not from the press box, for most of your life. Now, that was just a setup to say I can't disagree with you more on almost everything that you have said this morning. And I'm going to say this very respectfully, okay? But, you know, you want, it's like you want to have the best value possible for every player. And, of course,
sure,
we want every player to play for a dollar a game. But that's just not reality. So I don't know why you keep harping on that about, hey, Brock Purdy isn't worth whatever it is. Do you go to Safeway and complain to them because a dozen eggs cost $9? Right now and say, hey, they're not worth $9 a dozen. Of course they're not, but that's what you got to pay to get one. So we're going to pay him what we're going to pay him, which will be market rates. And then in 2 years, you're going to realize Brock Purdy is not as expensive as you thought. The salary cap will go up. Yeah. There'll be a couple more quarterbacks that will hit free agency. He will not seem that expensive. I will say, you know, as it relates to what you call contracts that have bit us in the ass, or in the face, excuse me, and have not been good contracts. Look, I thought the IU contract was a terrible contract, but the fact is you got to keep the band together because last year was your, you know, 2 years ago was your best shot. I got that on record talking to you and Vontae
about
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
But you got to keep the band together. So you got to overpay in order to get him there. Now, would they ever renew him on a year like this? No. But you had to overpay to keep the band together. So yes, it wasn't a good contract in isolation, but you had to do it because that was your best chance of trying to win a ring. So I don't think you can say these are bad contracts in isolation. You have to understand the context to them. So, yes, you had to pay Trent. You had to pay Ayuk in order to keep them on the team. And then finally, the one that I really don't like, and Shasky, you said, you know, we got all the elements for still being a contender, which I guess I agree with, but I don't understand the Juszczyk one because what does he cost? $5 million a year? You can find a blocking fullback anywhere, right? Like a Patrice Ricard, you could probably find something like that, although he is also a Pro Bowler. No shade to Patrice Ricard.
There's only like four of those guys in the league.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Let me give Bobby, I'm going to give a retort to his particular.
I thought he was spitting hot magma.
Was he?
Right there.
Okay,
because
I go grocery shopping every single week, okay? I'm the one who does the grocery shopping.
How much are you spending on your eggs?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up.
Okay.
I do spend a little more on my eggs because we eat eggs every day and I eat them. I'm very pick and choose on the food that I go after. So for example, this week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge a little. I'm going to get myself a New York steak, which I normally don't do, but I know it's going to be delicious because it's from Tower Market. I go up to Molly Stone's and I know they've got a great meat market and a great counter.
Give me the
I
meat.
Don't just go over to the sirloin because it's cheap and buy that. I also don't buy New York every single week. It's a special treat and I know it's going to taste good and be a premium.
Give me the meat.
I pick and choose my times and my places to go after my red meat consumption and I want to make sure it's good. I don't want butterball steak.
It's all right.
I don't want cheap steak, and I'm overpaying for said butterball steak.
Brock Purdy's a nice steak. He's not like a hamburger steak. He's a nice, legit, nice marbling
on
there.
He's like a top sirloin.
He's not Wagyu.
He's definitely not filet.
He's not Wagyu.
No.
He's not a flank steak.
Well, I think Wagyu's overrated.
Okay, but consensus is it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, but it's very pricey.
Right? So is Josh Allen.
I like corn finish.
So is Josh Allen, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl. It's kind of like Wagyu.
Well, right? look there's tiers to this. So, like, some people would say that in any order, right? Your porterhouse, a.k.a. your T-bone, is going to have
I think he's a ribeye. I think he's a solid ribeye.
He's not a ribeye.
He's a ribeye, dude. Wagyu is top five. I'm going ribeye.
If Lamar Jackson is a prime rib ribeye / porterhouse, which would be your New York and your filet, and that's what Josh Allen is, and that's what Mahomes is, and he's like a top sirloin. It's the next step down.
Wagyu. We're going Wagyu.
He's not skirt steak, all right? He's not skirt steak.
It's not ground beef.
I do love ground beef.
You know you do. You had some tacos.
And he's not bologna. No one's saying he's Danny Dimes. He's not bologna. That's not who he is. All right, he's a good, tasty steak, but he's not going to cost you $34.99 a pound. Well, at least you shouldn't pay that.
Well, no, and this is a team and a player that needs some marinating too, and you have to have the other ingredients around it to enhance it a little bit more. Because just on its own, it's going to be good, but it's not going to be great enough to satisfy it. I understand.
And
that
a Lamar
part.
Jackson, a great New York, salt, pepper, garlic.
But
I just want to taste the meat.
But
you don't need marinade.
It's just the way the market is right now, Joe Shasky. And I don't want to have to pay all this money for the eggs, but I have
to.
And
now I'm going to go back to my
right,
meat.
You got to pay for the eggs.
And then you know what happens?
You
get a customer like
eggs.
This. They walk by, hands behind their back, and they look at the meat count and they go, "I'm just looking." That's what you do when you think that the price point is not worth
the actual
bite. You're
going to do that to Brock Purdy? You're just going to...
No, I'm saying that you have that option.
And you're not doing that.
But you also have the franchise tag in your back pocket.
They're not going to do that. Miley, Walnut Creek, what you got? Niners making a lot of moves. What do you think? They're not making a lot of moves.
What's up, Joe? Hey, real quick, I want to respond to Bobby, but I wanted to talk about team speed. Everybody we lost is basically slow. The team, the glaring thing I noticed when I watched last year was how slow our team is compared to some other younger teams.
Yep.
The Rams replaced a lot of young guys, and they were flying around all over the field by the end of the year. So the guys we lost, I love them. I got love for all of them, but they're all slow, except for Ward, and Ward had a serious issue.
Yeah.
Real quick on Bobby, dude, there's no salary cap at Safeway. But if there was, it's called a budget. And when you walk by those eggs, if you can't afford the eggs, you don't eat eggs.
But Miley, the Niners can't afford it. They can, and they're going to pay Brock Purdy accordingly.
Well, how about Joey Bosa, Joe? I'm going to lowball Joey Bosa because
I agree.
I'm not overpaying for that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And
yeah.
I had to lowball Greenlaw too, even though I love him, because I just don't know what we're going to get.
That's fair. No, that's a great call. Yeah, no, it's a great call, Miley.
Let me give you the produce analogy now. You ever go by the avocado? I love avocados.
God, I'm getting so hungry right now. I can eat them
by themselves. Like 20
more minutes.
You ever grab an avocado and you know, like, oh, no, this is going to be brown. Like,
yeah,
you just know they don't look good. They're not in season.
It's got lumpies. It's got lumps.
You don't just buy avocado to buy avocado.
No.
Right? And so, like, I think...
Stock up now, by the way.
In the last couple of off seasons, they've bought avocados that they opened them up and they were cooked.
Yeah. Haas avocados, love me some Haas.
Javon Hargrave, it was a bad deal.
A bad deal.
You know, so his point about budget is well taken. I think one thing Niner fans have, like, and I was taught, the salary cap doesn't exist. For like 2.5 years, it was shoved down my throat. And I'm like, at some point, you got to pay the piper.
Well,
and today's that day.
And Benjamin Albright, who joined us last segment, if you missed any of that, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Benjamin Albright, NFL insider and covers the Broncos at KOA Colorado, joined us at 8:30. Find that entire interview on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app. Said this is just the economic reality of the 49ers situation.
I mean, I think there's a certain economic reality here, right? You're trying to get a deal done with Brock Purdy, and you've been getting by on the cheapest quarterback, starting quarterback in the league for several years, and the bill eventually comes due for everything. So there's sort of an economic reality to this. I think the other part of this is I think it's smart doing it all in 1 year just for the compensatory pick, you know, backlog that you're going to wind up getting. So you'll wind up getting some compensation out of all that due to the NFL's compensatory formula. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks as a fan when you're sitting there watching fan favorites, you know, leave. And I think, just based on my, bird's eye view of it, the fans, it seemed like between Greenlaw and Juszczyk really were kind of gut punches, felt like, you know, to San Francisco fans watching that yesterday. But there's an economic reality to it. You got to get cap compliant. And if you don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you're going to be paying him. And that's something that's coming up here. I don't think they're close right now. As of the combine, they weren't close at all. But I do believe they want to get a deal done, you know, shortly after the draft and get Brock, you know, done. And that's the nature of the business.
The thing is, like, in the league, in the NFL, like, finding a coach is hard. Finding a quarterback is hard. One of the quiet, underrated, hard things to do is finding someone like Dre Greenlaw who walks along the edge of insanity and is just... Like, how do you even quantify his impact to a defense if you don't watch him game in, game out?
It's the same way with Draymond Green, right?
You look at
you can't just look at the box score with a guy like Draymond Green. You have to look at what he sets the tone offensively or defensively. Whatever it is, he does it, and it doesn't come up in the box score. Kind of like Dre Greenlaw, although Dre Greenlaw, he wasn't all pro, albeit the second team, I believe.
Well, as
one
a
year.
Tandem, they were as good as it gets.
It was them for a while, and it was the only one that could compare was Patrick Queen and Roquan Smith, but I would take Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw at their best over any other tandem in the league any day of the week. The speed and strength, as Miley or whoever it was before Miley, we're talking about the team just being slow. Elliot SF was saying, he's like, this team just looks slow right now. And that's the issue for me. And that's why you got to nail the draft.
Yeah.
You got to get speed there. Did you see the speed of this Eagles secondary last year? It was just so much more noticeable. Cooper DeJean, my guy's just a beast. He was doing kickoff returns, punt returns.
It's just so hard to find what Greenlaw brings to the table because so few people play that way.
And that's why, like, teams out there, like, if you have the favorite team, I was like, God, I would love a Dre Greenlaw because it's so hard to find strength with the speed. It's usually you're sacrificing one or the other almost always when it comes to linebackers. Oh, he's a good coverage linebacker, but he's not a good
instinctual separator of the ball. That's the way. So like Deshaun Goldson, I don't think was as good at his position as what Dre Greenlaw was at his. But when the Niners lost him and they brought in Eric Reed, Eric Reed was a fine player. He's a good player. They just missed this element of thump that Deshaun Goldson brought to the table that if you just didn't watch him, you didn't understand it. Like, he was a lunatic, and he'd get a penalty every other game for coming in and just batter-ramming somebody. And Dre has that in him, and he just changes your defense.
Some nasty. You need a little nasty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bean is in Oakland, wants to join the conversation. He's been hanging tight. What's up, Bean? You're almost Spadonian. Shasky.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Lovely. Hey, wanted to say first time caller, long time listener. Really appreciate
you
guys. Appreciate you guys taking my call. First, let me just say, Spadoni, welcome to the program. I know it's been a while, but appreciate you. You've been doing a great job filling in for Bonte.
That's
those
awesome.
Are big shoes to fill. So
thank you, Bean.
Not
appreciate
overlooked.
It.
Shasky, wanted to say I got a lot of love for you. My first apartment in the city was in the Excelsior. It's a great spot.
Let's go.
And you're doing a great job. Keep Spadoni in check, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I hopped in the car this morning, started listening to you. You guys got me fired up talking about the Niners. I agree with both of you on these points. I think the last 24, 48 hours, totally inevitable. This was a reset, a reload. I think the draft, how well we do, will decide if it's a good reload or a bad reload. But that's kind of the reality that we were at right now. All right, on Purdy, on his contract, I got a Brock Purdy, a beautiful new scarlet red Brock Purdy jersey for Christmas this year. I'm ready to ride with him no matter what happens, obviously, assuming that we do sign him, that is. But, Chasky, I agree with you. $40 million seems like a much better number to me. If it's 50, 55, I don't know if I'm going to roll with it, but I don't know if I like it a lot because that really does limit what else we can do. But here's the perspective I wanted to give and the last question that I wanted to ask you guys. If we do well in the draft, which is obviously a big if, then and we start to make a run, it's going to start feeling a lot more like 2018 and 2019. The 2023 Niners are – that's not going to feel – it's not going to feel like that run.
No, it's a little different.
If it starts feeling more like 2018, 2019 – those were fun seasons to watch, so I'd kind of be okay with that. What are your thoughts?
You know, my thought
good
is
first
just
call,
like,
by the way, strong.
Not everybody gets to make it to the end of the journey. You know, you ever watch these movies when people are, you know, going on one of these crusades or whatever?
Yeah, I was watching the extended version of Lord of the Rings and the Fellowship of the Ring yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Boromir, spoiler alert, Boromir falls, Gandalf the Grey, but of course he turns into Gandalf the White later on. But yeah, they lost a couple on their journey.
Okay, so
Merry and Pippin get kidnapped.
Yeah. Going back to when Shanahan took over the team, they basically inherited a bunch of players. And the only ones that stuck around for the 2019 Super Bowl run, essentially, were Joe Staley, Jimmy Ward, and Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
And DeForest Buckner, I guess, too, because he was, you know, pretty new when Shanahan came. I think he was in his second year at that time. If they're going to go back to the playoffs, like, it's going to be a different version of the team. You're going to have, hopefully, Kittle, hopefully Bosa, and then Purdy, and a bunch of new faces.
Right.
Maybe CMC's a part of that or whatever. That is sports. That's inevitable. If the Warriors go to the playoffs right now, how different is the Warrior team going to the playoffs right now than what it was just in 2022?
Way different. You have Jimmy Butler on there. It's like, but again, I think even a better
there's
one.
There's a lot of the same guys, but there's a lot of new.
Look at Tom Brady's Patriots team. Every single one, win or lose,
completely reinvent themselves.
I mean, how many different running backs are we talking about? Like James
totally
White was there
agreed.
For a couple of them, but then you got guys named Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Jonas Gray. Like, you got, like, all these random guys. Stephen Ridley, right? You just think of all the
Deion Lewis caught a pass right now while you were talking.
Thank you, right?
LeGarrette Blount. I love LeGarrette Blount.
Blount Force Trauma.
Love him.
Love me a blunt.
But I guess where I'm going is, like, this is, A, this is pro sports, and B, what the Niners did was kind of unprecedented. They stuck a bunch of guys together for a long time, longer than most other teams have done during this last, let's say, 20 years of salary cap
football. It was a nice run.
No, it was a great run. I think it's a testament to stability, their drafting, their ability to extend people. And that group of guys, Juice, Debo, you know, whoever, Hargrave, they had their chance. They missed out on their window.
A couple of them get to go to the end of the journey, hopefully, and Kittle and Bosa. And we'll see if some other new people can join the mix.
Okay.
And that's where it's up to ownership, management, the team, the coaching staff to find those next guys and let's go. Let's invigorate this bad boy.
Let's go. Caleb Livermore, what you got, man? What you got on Brock Purdy?
What's going on, guys? Well, first of all, I'm not the biggest steak fan. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You don't like steak?
Well, I mean, I like a brisket, you know, put it on a sandwich with some cheese and,
different.
You know,
it's more of a slow roasted meat than it is a steak.
You like your meat, though, still, Caleb, just not steak.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to take that. But yeah, when it comes to Brock Purdy, look, I think the Niners are in a situation. The Niners are in a situation where this is what happens when you have to pay a quarterback. Like, you start losing guys. This is what it is, and I think we're gonna find out now truly how good Brock Purdy is. If he is that guy, or if he is that guy, or if he's a two. And I understand. Look, they've lost pieces, and we can all debate that. They aren't the same player they used to be, but you've lost a lot of your culture guys, and that's important. You got to replace those guys. And
I would agree.
Like I said, I just think it comes down to we're going to find out if Brock Purdy truly is that dude.
If I were to close my eyes and say, all right, who are the Kyle Shanahan 49ers, at least in the last 8 years?
Yeah.
It's Kittle.
Yep.
It's Debo. It's Juice. It's Bosa.
Fred Warner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fred Warner. Like, so you've now lost Juice, Debo.
Yeah.
Right? And I guess Greenlaw to a lesser degree.
Yeah, but I'd say Fred's the guy, though.
Sure.
Right?
So, sure. Yeah. So you've lost two-fifths of that.
Yeah.
Of what the big nucleus of this team has been for close to a decade.
Yeah.
I understand why people feel the way that they do.
It's the way we've been talking about this all week, right? In the last couple weeks. You know, the way I view Debo offensively is kind of how I felt. Like, in his heydays, how I felt about Dre Greenlaw defensively, right? Like, the way they set the tones, when you're talking about the boombox, he has that big run, he runs through the defensive back.
Tone setter.
Right? Setting the tone, thank you. On both sides of the ball, that's what Debo did with offense, that's what Dre Greenlaw did with the defense. Now they're both gone. Fred Warner can absolutely set a tone. I'm not dismissing that. It was different, though, with Dre. It was different. I mean, how many times were you talking about in training camp, you and Bonte, you know, just... I'm here. I'm ready.
Like, they missed him so much in training camp.
Training camp, you just set the tone, right?
What did I say to you day one of training camp last year? It was your first one, right?
No, I was not there.
I thought you were with us. No, I apologize.
Well, I'm never there.
No, that was me.
I was back here.
What did I say to you?
I had to make sure the show actually, you know, was on air.
What did I say to you right away, within like minutes of just staying on the field? I go, there's no juice.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean use check. I meant like, nor like energy.
Yeah.
They missed Greenlaw so bad.
Right.
And he wasn't the only one. There was no circusy quarterback. There was a lot. And I said, right, I was like, man,
Right.
Right. I think what next year in training camp is going to tell me a lot about how we're feeling.
We can squeeze both of them in real quick. Mark in Berkeley. I know you've been hanging on tight. 30 seconds or less, then we'll get Telmo and SF. What's up, Mark? What you got?
I see it like this. We need some offensive linemen. We got a good offense. We got running backs. And our GM will handle the defense like he always does. And we're going to be a contender in a year or two. That's the way I see it.
I would love that.
Mark at Berkeley. Love the confidence. Let's wrap it up with Telmo and SF.
Telmo?
What's up, Telmo? You're on Spadoni and Shasky.
What's up, fellas? First of all, on the Brock Purdy thing, the biggest comp is you have to look at whatever Jacksonville gave Trevor Lawrence, and you have to give him at least that. You can't ask him to take less. Whether they overpaid him or not, it doesn't matter. So that's what, in the $50 million range? Sam Darnold just got...
Then why aren't we looking at Deshaun Watson's deal? Like, why do we have to go to Trevor Lawrence's deal and match that?
Because it's just a comp for the same time frame. Deshaun Watson's deal was like is a completely outlier. So let's not look at that. But what I'm saying is Josh Allen just got $55 million a year, 6 years, like $330 million. So I think Brock Purdy's going to come in the 48 to 50 range. That's what I'm predicting.
Okay.
It's right around 50.
Okay.
But here's my thing. But real quick. What I'm tired of is every time a player has one good season or a good thing and he's up for extension, all the fan base, give him the bag, give him the bag, give him the bag.
Oh, I get it. Oh, we were up against it. That was Telman San Francisco. I'm with them.
You know me. The bag culture's out of control.
And you know what else
it's time
control?
For the That's Xfinity fine. Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
That was my first ever caller I ever had as a producer here, as a technical producer. I was putting Telmo and SF back with Townie in Butcher Boy way back when. And I cut him off on accident. And Chris Townsend said in the Townie voice, "You cut off my guy, Telmo." That's how he sounded. And he's very upset that I cut off. I think he's a chef, Telmo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he owns a really nice restaurant.
Oh, does he cook steak there?
Yes, of course he does.
Wagyu?
Yeah. My man knows what he's doing.
Ribeyes?
It is a little unhinged, as someone put in the chat, to not like steak.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to eat it every day.
I don't know what he was.
Who doesn't like steak?
I was taking a shot at him or something. I was like, it's okay if you like meat, not the steak. I was like, that's fine.
I thought he was a vegan or something.
Well, I kind of look at people that don't eat seafood the same way. They're like, I don't eat seafood. Really?
Some people, I guess.
You don't like scallops? Well, like, if you're allergic, that's one thing.
Some people, like, I had some cousins from, like, Oklahoma.
That makes sense.
Like,
you live in Oklahoma.
Yes, yeah.
We live in the Bay Area.
We have, like, some of the best seafood in the world here.
I just went to Hawaii. Can you imagine going to Hawaii? I don't eat any seafood.
Right.
Like, what?
Right. I do know some people that are like that, though, or, like, from the islands or from the Philippines. They don't like seafood. Some of them don't.
Really?
Yeah. They like meat.
Well, again, I get it if your body, you know, for example, I'm allergic to shellfish. If someone said that, all right, it makes total sense.
That sucks.
I've introduced my little guy to all kinds of food.
Smart.
Yeah.
You should do that at an early age because they're going to get picky a little bit when they get older, even though you're doing that now because Benny used to eat everything. So did Nora. And now she literally, I put something in front of her. Yuck. Pushes it away. Just disgust
yuck.
In her face. I was like, sorry.
That's Niner fans to this offseason thus far. Yuck. They're just pushing it away.
What do you got, Joe? What's your final thought?
My final thought is this. It looks like it's going to rain tomorrow.
All week, I think.
Yeah. Darn it. I hate the rain.
But it's so nice out right now. How's it doing that? I don't see a cloud in the sky.
If we're giving out bags, I'll be the first to admit it. I'll take a bag. Give me the bag.
Yes, always take me. Yes.
In the words of Dibs, major bag alert, major bag alert.
It's not in the words of Dibs. That's like an actual song, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm well aware, but he does the major bag alert song.
Because I was the one that put that on his board way back once upon a time.
Disrespect me with a $48 million deal.
Yes.
That's my favorite one. He was disrespected. I mean, could you just, like, touch the ground for a second and meet normal people? I understand that you're in this athlete bubble. And believe me, I understand. Can somebody be like Devontae Smith? If I go broke off of a $76 million deal, that's on me.
It is. What's on you, Carter?
I'm going to say happy anniversary. Today, 5 years ago, does anyone know what the anniversary of today was?
Hold on. 2020 March 11th. Trey Lance deal?
No, this was the day me and Covey were in the freaking studio and Rudy Gobert contracted COVID and he was rubbing all the mics and we
Oh my god, that was today.
Yes. Very close. I don't know if it was the same day, but it was the day that the NBA postponed the season.
Yeah. And then the NCAA was like, we'll just keep playing.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
And the PGA was like, we'll just keep going on. And I think they were at the Players.
Right. Huge day in the history of sports.
Huge. No.
I was in a gym. I was also in a gym.
I was in a gym on the Saturday and Sunday at St. Brendan's. Hundreds of girls. This was like 6th, 7th, 8th grade tournament. Hundreds of families. And it's like, we just shut the world down 2 days later. I'm thinking, if I would have got it, I would have got it right then and there.
There you go. Sam, what do you got?
You know, that remind my fall thought. I was also at a gym when that news broke, and I bolted out of that gym because it was kind of a gross gym. And I have not been back to a gym since that day. I just remember listening to this station the next day, and I was listening especially to Damon and Ratto. And every time Ray opened his mouth, it was, yep, this just got shut down. Oh, this is now over. It was just like listening to Ray Ratto narrate the end of the world in real time. Very surreal day.
We have a joke in the CYO world. I'm not going to name the gym. But we're like, yeah, it wasn't at the Wuhan lab where that COVID was created. It was that gym because it's how dingy and nasty and old it is.
All right. My final thought is 49ers, you can cut this and save it as a drop if you want. 49ers, this is Joe Spadoni right here. If you pay Brock Purdy, whatever it is, the number you have in mind, you will not regret it. You will not regret paying Brock Purdy. And that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Gore next, brought to you by Fremont
No regrets.
Bank.
Spadoni will have no regrets. Tattoo it on his throat.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.